64. And this morning we're talking about how God is the potter. And so I brought an object lesson. Raise your hand if you're a kid. I appreciate that. I would have been the guy raising my hand too. Yeah. So that was totally not even a close accurate count right there. But I still love you. Don't worry. Okay. Raise your hand if you're a kid and you like Play-Doh. There's more adults now, I think. Can you help me with something? Here, you make some sculpt something with that, okay? And then later I'm gonna look at it, okay? No, she can do it right there. I'm gonna do one too. We're not. I didn't ask her beforehand. So God is the potter, but we are the clay, okay? So this is gonna represent the clay. Let's look at the verse, and I'm gonna try to sculpt something. I haven't even decided what I was going to sculpt. By the way, I'm not an artist. Raise your hand if you're an artist. A few of you are really talented with that kind of stuff. I'm not. I have to draw straight lines with a ruler, okay? I can cut straight lines too, though. Not with scissors, though. With a saw. I can cut straight lines, except with a sawzall. Anyhow, so I'm chasing squirrels now. Forgive me. So here, let's read this verse, Isaiah 64, verse 8. The Bible says, "And yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all formed by your hand." There's a lot in this one verse. Look at the first part of it. He says, you're our Father. That reminds me of Jesus when he was teaching his disciples how to pray. He started out, anybody know the Lord's Prayer? You've heard that. Okay, it starts out, how does he say? How does it begin? There you go. Good job. You guys know some of the Bible. He said, our Father. It's super important for us to come before God with that understanding, because I think that everything else is based on that. Because we can't really come to him until we understand that he is the top dog. Right? He's God, and guess what? We're not. He's the potter, we're just the clay. Right? Now, with that being said, please, it's not a worm. No, it is not a worm. Look how good I did. I don't know that I can do two things at once. I'm a man. So, I'm going to be relying on you, so make sure you get something done real quick, okay? And I've got a worm. Okay, so since God is the Father, he or the potter, and we're the clay, I want to try to temper this, because in no way I think God is saying, and in no way am I saying that you're nothing, and you don't have any brains, and you don't have any gifting. That's not what I'm trying to say this morning. But we do well to understand that God is the Father, he's the potter, we're the clay. In other words, God is going to take us and he's going to shape us and he's going to mold us into what he wants us to be. Which reminds me also of Genesis, when God created everything, he created man out of what? Dust. But then he put something very, very special into that dust, didn't he? He formed it. And then he did what? He breathed into that form of dirt. And man came to life. Wow! That's incredible, isn't it? I can't do that with this clay. Play-Doh. Anybody like to smell a Play-Doh? No? Yeah, unfortunately now I have it all over my hands, but God breathed into man. So everybody take a big deep breath. Kiddos,
Now let it out.
Okay. That breath God gave you. And look at the last line here. We are all formed by your hand. Whether you believe it or not, God formed you. Whether you understand it or not, whether you give credit to God or not, he formed you. Listen, I think science is wonderfully incredible because it always points back to God, except for some of those theories. They don't usually always point back to God, which I have a problem with. You can't disprove God. And you can't disprove the Bible. Go ahead and try. I'm not scared of what you find. God's not scared of what you'll find because he knows that he did it all. Okay, so God's the potter. We're the clay. And we do very well to understand that. But I have a question for you. Does clay have any rights? Does clay have any rights? Can clay say, hey, I want you to make me into a, help me out, not a worm, right? A snail, a snowman, okay, a gingerbread house, or whatever. The clay doesn't have the right to say, I need you to make me into a, right? No, that was a blank. You didn't need to answer that time. You guys are making me nervous. So, God's the potter. We're the clay. The question's been asked, does clay have any rights? We're going to look at another verse, and it's going to help us to understand that. Maybe a couple more verses. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 16. God speaks to the prophet Isaiah, how foolish can you be? He is the potter, and he is certainly greater than you, the clay. Which would be each one of us, right? We're the clay. He's the potter. And he goes on, should the created thing, that would be the clay or what they make, should the created thing say of the one who made it, he didn't make me? That's silly. But then also look, does a jar, that'd be a clay jar, does a clay jar ever say the potter who made me is stupid? Not a good idea. Right? Because then the potter could say, but let's be real here for a second. In our life, what God is referring to here is he's the potter and we're the clay, is that means that he's sculpting us. He's forming us and he's shaping us. Although we know that he did already, right? With the body that we have and the facilities that we already have, God still continues to form us. And usually it's on the inside from this point, right? That's what we're talking about now. He's trying to form godly character in our lives and actions and service and humility and the fear of the Lord and those types of things is what he's trying to produce on the inside of us. So God's tweaking. God's tweaking on that clay, and he's doing some of that fine work now, isn't he? Anybody know what I'm talking about? And sometimes, though, it's a little bit uncomfortable. Because sometimes you might put that finger in there. Nope, you gotta give right there. You gotta give there. And it's a little bit uncomfortable sometimes for us, the clay, isn't it? We say, oh, God. Because how many know that, I mean, I'd be the first one to raise my hand to say, yeah, I've got some areas that I still am working on, trying to let the Lord help me to work on, right? So that's the mindset that we're trying to get in with this, to understand that God is doing something in us. Excuse me, God is working in us, and he wants to help us to grow. The New Testament tells us that God wants us he wants to form us in the image of Christ. He wants us to represent Jesus and to become more and more like him. He wants us to go from glory to glory. God wants us to grow and to become more and more like Jesus all the time. Because it doesn't happen in a one moment, in that time when you make a decision to follow Jesus, that very first time. Everything isn't finished at that point. It's because it's a process from then. And God doesn't give up on that process. He still works, and he has some tools that he uses in our lives. And some of those tools, I'll name just a few, would be the Bible. That's a tool that God's going to use to form you and to shape and to maybe sometimes he's got to carve something out. What I'm going to come back to the tools. What did you sculpt? She's thinking of winter coming up. Can I see it? Can I show them? Okay. There's her snowman, much better than my worm. Can we give Anjali a round of applause? Thanks, kiddo. Now I know why you got it done really quick. But it was way more sophisticated than my worm. That's true. Ouch. I did disclaim that I was not an artist. Other tools that God uses. We mentioned the Bible. Times just like this one. When we come, I think this is one of the reasons church is important, because you're going to be challenged. That's one of the major roles for me on Sunday. Is I feel like God calls me to both encourage and to challenge people, because we all have room to grow. No matter where you are in the journey, you're not at the very end yet, right? And we're not in heaven yet, so that means we can all grow. We can all take those steps to grow. And so, let's see, other tools that God's going to use. Sometimes it's friends. Sometimes it's strangers. You don't know somebody. They say something, and the Holy Spirit says, that was for you. And you're like, but I don't want it. That hurts. The truth be known, right? Sometimes we don't. We're like, that's for somebody else. That's for the neighbor next to me in the service. That's for you. You better be listening. Normally, when that happens, it's for you and for them, right? God uses all kinds of tools in our lives. I've had strangers speak into my life and been like, okay, Lord, I think that was you. And I didn't know them. Sometimes they weren't even believers. And that's okay. God can use them. God can use whoever he wants to. He did that with Babylon in the Old Testament. He used people who didn't serve him. But everybody serves God, because God is the Father. He is the potter. We're the clay, right? Let's look at this one. Romans chapter 9, verse 21. When a potter makes a jar out of clay, doesn't he have a right to use the same lump of clay to make one jar for decoration and another to throw garbage into? The point with this particular verse is that God gifts us, God shapes us for different reasons. We can't all be a nail or a hammer, right? Unless we need a whole bunch of nails. But you don't always need a whole bunch of hammers. What we need is to, the thrust of this message is that we begin to understand that God is doing something in us. And for us to slow down enough and to recognize that he's the one doing it, number one, and that he's taking us somewhere, number two. Now, I also don't want us to misunderstand this very important part, that I do not believe that God is going to someday love you when he gets you to where he wants you to be. That I think is false. I think God loves you like crazy right now. With your hat hair or bed hair, with your stinky breath, with your... God, I still get mad and I still blow up sometimes. With your, God, I still open my mouth and insert my dirty foot. Right? This is real. Because we all deal with something. What I think I've come to find out is that everybody has some issues, including me. So what we do is we lean into the potter. because he made us and he knows us, and he has a design and a purpose for your life. Do you believe that? Kiddos, do you believe God has a purpose for your life? I do. And I'm excited to watch what God does through you. Let God lead you. Let God shape you. Let God form you. So really then what we're saying this morning is that if God is the potter and we're the clay, then we've got to begin to cooperate with God and allow him. We've got to submit to him. We've got to yield to what he's doing. And we're going to allow him to do it. Because he's doing it for a purpose. And I want to show you what some of that purpose is in Ephesians chapter 3. Matter of fact, if the worship team will come and get ready. That purpose is here in Ephesians chapter 3. God working in our lives, okay? And here it says, Paul writes, God's purpose in all of this was to use the church. Okay, see where the word church is? That is the clay. That's the group of clay. The different vessels, the different kinds of vessels. God's purpose in all this was to use the church, which is individual clay pots and vessels. That's you and me, right? So that's the church. God's purpose is to use the church, all of us, to display his wisdom. Look at that. Wow. God wants to use your life to display to somebody else's life. But not only to somebody else's life, to these powers and principalities that we don't even see. He's wanting to show his might, his power, who he is through us, called the church. But it's not easy for him to do that if all we ever do is resist and say, God, hush up. Yeah, we shouldn't do that, should we? She gave me the look. You're right. We shouldn't do that. But let's face it, how many times have we done it? God, I wish you'd just stop. But what we need to say is, Jesus, I want to do whatever you want. Whatever you're wanting to do in my life, I give you free right to do it. Whatever you're speaking to my heart, help me to hear it, receive it, and follow. Lord, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. Lord, help me to follow your plan and your purpose for my life, because sometimes we can see very dimly and we can see very, very narrowly when God wants, and we can't see real far, but God most certainly can. He sees very far. He sees the whole thing. And so we do well to understand and follow him, because he wants to display who he is through your life, so that somebody else is going to be impacted because of who God is in your life. That's pretty exciting if you ask me. So this morning, if he's the potter and we're the clay, there might be somebody here this morning who says, I don't currently have a relationship with Jesus. I don't know him. And I need his forgiveness this morning. I know that there's stuff in my life that I need to give up, that I need to give to him. Then all you have to do is ask him. All you have to do is ask him. Whether you're at home, it doesn't have to be here. You can ask him there at home. But if you are here this morning and that's you, I'd love to pray with you in the altar. But then there's others of you who you do have a relationship with Jesus. But you say, you know what, there's some things in the way that I've not allowed the Holy Spirit to shape me in the way that he wants me to be. Maybe you've resisted, or maybe you've just kind of been oblivious to it, or too busy, or this or that or the other. Then if that's you this morning, I want to invite you to the front in a moment. And then others, you say, I just want Jesus to use me. You just say, I want God to use me so that his purpose is evident in my life and so that others would come to know him because of my life and that God would display his wisdom through me. So there's three or four different categories here this morning. And if you land in any one of them, as they get ready to lead, I'm just going to invite you up just to spend time with Jesus. Just say, God, help me here, or God, use me there. And we submit ourselves to him, saying, God, you're the Father, and you're the potter. I'm only the clay. You're in charge. And today I yield to you once more. Can we do that? Let's move out. If the Lord's speaking to your heart, you move out.
Are you hurting and broken with